a very comfortable run in the heat for you?
Yeah, we just wanted to run smart and make sure we got through the finals and definitely save our legs for tomorrow. So Phyllis and Jessica did a great job up front, allowed us a little bit of comfort room. So I'm looking really looking forward to tomorrow.
You talk about saving your legs for tomorrow. You're a fresh run on this team. Have you been here all this time waiting for this event?
Yeah, you know, I've been here for 2 weeks watching, wishing, hoping, and now the time has come for us to step on the track. So I'm really excited. You know, I do love competing here in the Bird's Nest. It's been a great atmosphere so far. So we definitely want to bring home the gold medal tomorrow.
What does it say about an American team where Sanya Richard Ross is not running the flat 400, the depth of that team?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing about Team USA is that we're so strong in so many events, and the 400 is one of them. So, you know, I was proud of the team that we sent. They did really well. We had two in the finals, and Allison had a dominant performance in the finals. So it was great, you know, and it just gives me more motivation and drive to make sure I'm at my best going into Rio.
Now, you won at the Bahamas Relays, mm-hmm. the World Relays in the Bahamas by a whole 3 seconds yeah. over Jamaica. But Jamaica's looking good also.
Yeah, Jamaica had four in the finals, so we're not taking that lightly. You know, Jamaica hasn't won a world title in a long time, so I know that they're very hungry. So we're going to go out. We want to eat. Every single one of us want to win our legs, and then we know we'll win as a team. So that's our goal.
Now, we talked Jamaica and USA. Nigeria ran a really good heat.
Yeah. I was actually shocked. You know, they had Regina George on first leg, and she gave them a great lead. But I was shocked they had three legs that could hold that and hold off Russia and Jamaica. So they're definitely going to be in the mix. I know Jamaica was missing two of their strong legs today. Not sure if Nigeria has anyone to switch in, but the team they ran today was great. So it's going to be a very, very exciting race tomorrow.